Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride. Oh, yeah.
From the Liberty University Broadcast Studio, it's Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, hello, all of you deplorables out there. Todd Starnes. Behind the broadcast microphone today. Hope things are going good wherever you might be. By the way, coming up a little bit later on this hour, our good friend John Solomon will be here. Brand new book out this week, and we're going to talk about politics. Big, big changes in the Trump campaign. Brad Parscale is out as chairman of the Trump campaign. He's no longer the campaign manager. Bill Stipen is stepping into that role, and we're going to get into that a little bit later on. There are a lot of conservatives, a lot of Republicans, very concerned about President Trump and where the campaign is going. A lot of folks are thinking the campaign is lethargic. What say you about that? 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. So yesterday on the program, we shared this story with you about the African-American Museum of History and Culture, beautiful building right off of the Washington Mall, paid for by your tax dollars. And they are posting information. They have provided a pamphlet for people to be aware of whiteness and white culture. And they're warning people that ideas and concepts like a nuclear family, like having a mom and a dad in the home, like individualism. In other words, you get out there, you bust your butt, you work as hard as you can, and you know you're going to make something of yourself. Hard work, being objective, those kinds of ideas and concepts are examples of whiteness and white culture. Being white does not mean you haven't experienced hardships or oppression. Being white does mean you have not faced hardship or oppression based on the color of your skin. And they ask people to stop and think, how does being white grant certain privileges? How might white people experience oppression through other social identities? And I'm sure that if you would go out there and ask people, no matter their skin color, how is it that you were successful? Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, who, by the way, was a homeless man. He was living in his car. But they worked their butts off. They did jobs they probably did not want to do. And you know what? Because of good luck and really not good luck, hard work and providence, they were able to become very successful. And there are many, many, many others. It has nothing to do with the color of one's skin. It's just a matter of, do you have a strong work ethic? But now apparently that's racist in the minds of some people. Then you have the Asheville City Council, and we're going to open up the phone lines here. A lot of people want to weigh in on this topic. The Asheville City Council has now officially apologized for their role in slavery, discrimination, and the denial of basic liberties to black residents. Now, I find this, look, I mean, they can do whatever they want to do. I mean, you folks in Asheville, you elect these people. But the fact of the matter is that the mayor of Asheville, you have two city council members who are African-American. I mean, if the city is that racist, what are they doing electing blacks to office? City Councilman Keith Young says it's simply not enough to remove statues. Black people in this country are dealing with the issues that are systemic in nature. And that's why they want to provide reparations indefinitely for black citizens. All right, well, what does that mean? That means that taxes in Asheville City Council are about to go through the roof. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Bob is listening to us in Greer, South Carolina. Bob, what do you think about this idea of reparations?
I think it's a little crazy. First of all, even though I'm in Greer, South Carolina, I'm originally from Boston, Massachusetts. And my ancestors fought in the Civil War to free the slaves. Now, they died They came back wounded, no legs, no arms. I didn't get any money reparation for them. Their sacrifice. What do you say about that?
Bob, it's a fair look. It's a fair question you raise. I mean, if you have family members who fought for the North, and they fought to end slavery in America, should they be required to provide reparations as well? I mean, that's a pretty fair question in my estimation. But Bob, what do you think about this idea, though? I mean, let's just say that Oprah Winfrey lives in Asheville, North Carolina, and then you got some white guy who's down on his luck. He can't find a job, born and raised in the trailer park. And I'm not being disparaging of the trailer park, but you know what I'm talking about, Bob. How is it that Oprah, who has a bazillion dollars, is going to get a reparation, and the poor guy down in the trailer park's not going to get anything?
Yeah, that doesn't float.
No, it doesn't. Bob, what do you think's going on here?
I think it's privileged people. Now, what is a privileged person? A privileged person is a person that can get free food without having to pay for it. A privileged person who can send their kids to school and get free breakfast and free lunch. A privileged person is someone who don't have to worry about paying high rent and high taxes because they live in subsidized housing. A privileged person gets money from the government every month and doesn't have to work for it.
That's what privilege is. Bob, this is a brilliant, brilliant analysis that you're providing us here. Because you're right, there are people who are privileged in America. And these people are the ones that are getting a lot of money. They're getting housing, health care, food, education, courtesy of the American taxpayers who are out there working their butts off.
Want a little more. Just a little more. I think Hitler said that once, didn't he? Just a little more.
Just a little more. Golly. All right, Bob. Great comments, Bob. Thank you for listening to us. And State Ghoul there in Greer, South Carolina. All right, let's go to Debbie. Wait, is this the goat lady? Is this the goat's live lady, Debbie?
Yes, it is. How are you doing, Todd?
Debbie, I need to check out the goats. It's so therapeutic for me.
Yes, it is. They're just hanging out there. One of them's on her throne, just chewing her cud. Oh, now she's getting up. But, yeah, we're just hanging out here on the farm. But, you know, Todd, all of this reparation stuff, as my Nana would say, it just makes my butt crave cordwood. It just bugs me.
Wait, what does your grandmother's butt do again? What is that?
She would say it makes her butt crave cordwood.
I don't know what that means, Debbie, but
I don't know either, but it just seemed like an apropos thing to say.
Wow. All right.
Nana was from the South, you know?
Clearly.
Yeah, she had a lot of fun things she would say. Like she told me, this one lady, if she drowned, they'd be skimming ugly for weeks.
Wow, that's good. That's good stuff. Wow. All right. So, Debbie,
anyway.
I mean, the idea that somebody could come down to your house, Debbie, and knock on the door and say, you know what, Debbie, you got to do reparations. So we got to take one of your goats away. I mean, where is all of this going? And that's my big concern.
Well, I'd like to know where it ends. You know, my father is Italian, and my mom is from the South, but my dad, his family came over to Ellis Island in the 1800s. They weren't around. Now, do they have to pay reparations? And if you ask me, the only ethnic group that really deserves it are the Native Americans, and you don't hear them screaming. You know, and
well,
what about the Japanese
point.
Americans? Look at how they were treated during the Second World War. They're not screaming for reparations.
Well, the reality here, Debbie, I think more cities are going to do something like what Asheville has done here. And you're not going to hear much opposition because people are terrified to say anything about Black Lives Matter or the Black Lives Matter movement because they don't want to be called a racist. And people are literally, they will call someone like me a racist for suggesting that we all ought to be treated equally. And that now all of a sudden is a racist, white supremacist concept.
Well, you know what they used to say when we were growing up, sticks and stones? I think people are just looking for things to be offended at these days. And we need to start, I think, you know, the Ten Commandments they've taken out of school, but Jesus boiled them down to two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And if people could just grab hold of that, we wouldn't have any of this going on today. Just love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, I don't understand how Black Lives Matter could not be racist, but all lives matter can be racist. Do they understand what the word racism really means? They've twisted it till words have no meaning. They've taken truth and just thrown that out the window. Logic is thrown out the window. This whole world has just gone topsy-turvy, but then the Bible did say that would happen in the end times, that good would become evil and evil would become good. So we're seeing all this happen. And you know what Jesus said when all of this begins to take place, look up and be watchful, for your redemption is drawing nigh. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, I think those are wise words there, Debbie. Always good hearing from you, and it's nice to know the goats are doing well.
Well, you know, Todd, we're always happy to have you check in on us, and if you're ever in this neck of the woods, come have a sit on the front porch and have a cup of sweet tea, and we would just love to have you.
All right. Now, you know, if I'm down in Florida, I will do that. If I'm down south, I will be there. You had me at sweet tea.
Oh, well, we would love to have you, Todd.
All right, Debbie, thank you for calling in. And folks, by the way, we're going to post a link. Avery, do we have the link up in the live show blog to the goats?
Yes, sir. It is already up and available.
You know, I found myself one day just staring at the goat cam. I mean, it was like 20 minutes.
See,
I
missed this whole saga because this is when I was out and I come back and you guys are talking about goat cam and I'm like, what in the world are we talking about?
It's very
pleasant. One of the best segments.
Yeah.
One of the best segments we've ever done on the show.
I'm just
telling you.
One of them's just sitting up on a table right now, just chilling. And I love it.
You know, we need more of that. We need more of that.
Yes.
All right, look, oh, we've got to take a break, don't we, here? All right, 844-747-8868. We've got the live goat cam up and running in the live show blog at toddstarns.com. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Media has completely ignored a very disturbing story about Catholic churches under attack across America. And I'm just telling you, if it had been, you know, one mosque, if it had been a black church, this would be wall-to-wall coverage. You would have CNN anchors hysterical. The Chattanooga Police Department investigating after someone vandalized a 5-foot-tall statue of the Virgin Mary. It happened at St. Stephen Catholic Church. You folks listening to us in Chattanooga on Nuga Radio, you know where that is. Last week, in Queens, New York, a statue of the Virgin Mary was desecrated with spray paint. In Boston, a statue of the Virgin Mary was set on fire. In Ocala, Florida, you may have seen this on One America News. In Ocala, Florida, a 23-year-old man was charged after he plowed a minivan through the front door of the Queen of Peace Catholic Church. The guy got out of the van with a can of gasoline and started spraying gasoline on everything, set the church on fire. On June 19th and June 20th and July 4th, statues of St. Junipero were toppled in three California cities. On July 11th, the Catholic Mission of San Gabriel, founded, by the way, 249 years ago, was decimated by a fire. By the way, that fire under investigation for arson. Folks, these are not just random attacks here. These are attacks on the Catholic Church. Now, you might recall that Sean King, who is a far-left activist, openly called for murals and stained glass windows of what he called white Jesus to be torn down, to be destroyed. It was a report that went viral. There were many people who agreed with this idea that any churches, any artwork, any icons that reflected a so-called white Jesus or white Mary should be burned down, should be destroyed. And I'm wondering if any of you folks, especially the Catholics in our listening audience, if you've noticed that your churches are taking maybe special precautions to protect parishioners. I mean, this situation down in Ocala, Florida is just absolutely incredibly dangerous here. People could have been killed, burned alive in a church house. And if you've noticed, we're talking about at least a dozen instances of violence directed at Catholics, and nobody's talking about that. You know what they are talking about? They're talking about shutting down even more churches. And the governor of California now threatening any church that decides to reopen on Sunday in defiance of his rules. Keep in mind, in California, much like in Philadelphia, it's still okay if you want to go outside and protest. You can still do that. But you can't gather in a church house. That is against the law. Something's going on here, folks. What do you think it is? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, is toddstearns.com. And I got to tell you, a lot of people signing up this week for our podcast, free of charge, does not cost you a penny. We're happy to provide that for you. All 3 hours of this program, commercial free. Also, while you are there, be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Newsletter comes out, great stories. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. Your calls coming up next. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. That is the song that the Los Angeles Times wants to be our new national anthem. So instead of like placing our hand over our heart, guys, are we supposed to like sway in unison?
I don't need. It's kind of a song to choose in bad taste, technically, because you know several governments and businesses are enforcing social distancing, so you know Lean on Me is kind of a
yeah, how about Don't Lean on Me, Don't Give Me Your Corona.
Yeah.
Oh, I see, that is a fair point. Lean on Me might be a bad choice for the current environment with the China virus, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So the writer here from the Los Angeles Times. Jody Rosen. It is a rambling piece. I'm not sure who the copy editor was, but they did not do anything good for Jody Rosen of the LA Times. So Jody Rosen writing that the Star-Spangled Banner should be canceled as our national anthem and should be replaced by the song written by Bill Withers, who, by the way, I enjoy Bill Withers' music. What is the song, Lovely Day? Oh, Mark Levin loves that song, too.
I mean, I've always liked Lean on Me. It's a perfectly good song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fine song if you want to do like a TV movie or something. I'm just,
yeah.
I just don't
like
think
a Hallmark
it's like,
movie.
It's
it
no
doesn't
national
like,
anthem.
You know, you're about to go to war and blow somebody off the face of the planet. I'm not sure that Lean on Me is going to, you know, really stir the patriotic feelings.
Yeah, it's a good song to, you know, for people to rally together, I guess, in friendship and camaraderie and stuff like that. But I mean, it definitely doesn't make me feel patriotic. And
it doesn't exude strength. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm. Francis Scott Key, coming under attack, by the way. They tore down his statue in San Francisco. The writer here in the LA Times piece says that Francis Scott Key was a slaveholder. But he said what's really more troubling, the writer says, are the lyrics. The lyrics are ornate and Anglophile. In other words, it's English. So,
isn't
can you
me?
See? Well... Yes, but it's no. Well, yes, but no, because Bill Withers, I believe, is minority. So technically, it's okay for him. But because Francis Scott Key was white, the writer of the LA Times piece says that the lyrics are troubling.
So it's okay for black people to speak English, but it's not okay for white people to speak English.
Yes,
so we're on
correct.
The same page here.
That is correct. Yes.
I'm to learn French.
Don't learn French.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Oui, oui.
So he also said there have been other suggestions. I think John Lennon's song, Imagine. And, can I tell you about this? One of the things about John Lennon, there is a memorial for John Lennon in Central Park. And people come, that there are thousands of people that come to this area, and they literally sit around in a circle. Everybody has their guitars, and they're always playing Imagine. It's like every day in Central Park, they're playing that song.
Seems like it get old after a while.
Well mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of a cool situation. Like, oh, a bunch of people just decided to show up once, and it never happened again. That sounds
every
cool, but if it's like
day.
a daily
every
meeting,
day.
that's just weird.
And it's a communist anthem too. But besides that, the reason why the writer here at the LA Times objects to John Lennon's Imagine as the national anthem, because that had been suggested, is that song is too British and was written by a rich guy. So, but he was married to Yoko Ono, right? Doesn't he get any points for that?
I don't know if it's enough.
Lift Every Voice and Sing. Now, that is the one they're going to be doing at the NFL football games, if they have NFL games. And they're going to, the NFL wants everybody to stand at attention for the black national anthem. And then, hopefully, everybody will keep standing for the real national anthem. But anyway, the writer says that Lift Every Voice and Sing is problematic because it has icky God stuff.
Is that their words exactly?
The quote is icky God stuff.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Los Angeles Times.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless America.
Of course.
Yeah, that's out.
See, I can't remember sorry for interrupting, but I can't remember if I've said this before on air, but I saw something on Instagram a couple of days ago, or I think it was about 2 weeks ago, and it said, you know, like when the NFL players all start kneeling, if it starts back up this season, someone should come over the intercom and say, since we're all kneeling, let us pray.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that would be a really clever idea.
That would be very clever. So a lot of people have said, okay, well, you know, if we're going to get a new national anthem, let's do This Land Is Your Land, Woody Guthrie. And that's another communist sympathizer. But the writer said that's not the issue with Woody Guthrie. The writer of the LA Times piece says Guthrie's songs have its own blind spots to indigenous Americans. The refrain, "This land belongs to you and me," may sound less like an egalitarian than a settler colonialist manifesto. So Woody Guthrie, this is reading from Breitbart.com, John Nolte's piece. Woody Guthrie is no longer woke enough. So they've decided, settled on Lean On Me. What do you think about that, folks? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we were scheduled to have John Solomon, but at the very last second, he had to cancel. So we're going to try to get him back on the show tomorrow. But I want to talk about something that happened yesterday on the program, and we didn't get around to talking about this. Nick Cannon. And I know Nick Cannon only through America's Got Talent. He used to be like the host or, you know, the guy up on the stage of America's Got Talent. And he always, his job was to interview all these crazy people that were going out there with these really weird skills. So Nick Cannon was on a podcast the other day, and he's going off on Jews and white people. And he's now been fired from Viacom CBS. I don't think he's been fired from his Fox job just yet. But a lot of people are a little upset over what Nick Cannon had to say. Let's play that audio.
It comes with soul that we call it. We call it soul. We soul brothers and sisters. That's the melanin that connects us.
Right.
So the people that don't have it are a little, and I'm gonna say this carefully, are a little less, and where the term actually comes from, because I'm bringing it all the way back around to Minister Farrakhan, to where they may not have the compassion or the when they were sent to the mountains of Caucasus, when they didn't have the power of the sun, that the sun then started to deteriorate them. So then they're acting out of fear, they're acting out of low self-esteem, they're acting out of a deficiency. So therefore, the only way that they can act is evil. The only way they can, they have to rob, steal, rape, kill, and
fight or flight,
in order to survive.
Exactly.
So then these people who didn't have what we had, and when I say we, I speak of the melanated people,
right?
They had to be savages. They had to be barbaric. They had, because they're in these Nordic mountains, they're in these rough torrential environments. So they're acting as animals.
Right.
So they're the ones that are actually closer to animals. They're the ones that are actually the true savages. And then they built up such this, I don't want to say warrior, but they built up such this conquering barbaric mentality.
So there you have it, folks. That is Nick Cannon, big Hollywood star. This guy's a big player, big time player in Hollywood. And now he's out of a job because of these comments where he, and in another interview, a part of that interview, he said that Jewish people were not the true Hebrews, that in fact, black people were the true Hebrews. He called white people animals. You heard that comment. And he said that white people are the true savages. Now, let me ask you a question. I mean, we've been talking about the cancel culture for a very long time here. A lot of conservatives, a lot of people who the right have lost their jobs, have lost their positions because of something they have said that was offensive or appalling, but they believed it to be their constitutional right to say it. So do you think that Nick Cannon should have lost his job here for what he said about Jews and white people? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
The good news, we're back up on Twitter again. You know, they had the huge Twitter hack yesterday, and it got a lot of us. And we're one of the blue checkmark crowd, so we had absolutely no access to our Twitter pages until late last night. Apparently, though, there are some internal screenshots. Breitbart has the story up that show multiple blacklist and trending blacklist on Twitter accounts. And I'm not really surprised. You know, we've sort of known for a very long time, at least on Twitter, that we have been blacklisted. And we know that because when you look at our engagement numbers on Facebook, which are well over 2 or 3 million people, on Twitter, it's hardly noticeable. So there's really not much we can do about that. And we have finally worked through some of the issues with Facebook over the past couple of months. And we're talking to real live human beings now, and they've been very helpful as far as getting around these leftist fact checkers who used to torture us on social media. So we're mighty thankful for the work Facebook is doing there. Interesting news coming out of Georgia, where Governor Brian Kemp is facing a firestorm of controversy because he has issued an order banning cities from implementing mandatory face mask rules. And now Hollywood is jumping into this. Members of Hollywood's community are accusing the governor of being guilty of war crimes. War crimes. Chelsea Handler wrote this on her Twitter feed. She said that the governor of Georgia belongs in jail, along with Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. But wait a second, I thought the governor of Texas was mandating the face masks. As a matter of fact, the governor of Alabama, also a Republican, ordering people in Alabama to wear face masks. Chelsea Handler says, war crimes. Governor Kemp refusing to mandate a mask-wearing policy when the entire country is fighting a virus that can kill. You are violating the care of your own healthcare workers. You belong in jail. And she's not the only one. I'm not going to read through all of this. But it's pretty crazy how people are jumping on the anti-Kemp bandwagon there. All right, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868, a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Luther in Detroit, Michigan. Hi, Luther. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
The Nick Cannon thing. Now, I don't know if that can really be called canceled culture, can it? I mean, he was fired by his company, not due to public outcry, but that man worked
there
for that
was a public outcry.
Now, that company, he has to maintain that image for that company, though, right?
I mean,
if you were to go out and do something crazy, you know, under the guise of your company, you'd be fired.
Well, I wouldn't be fired because I own my company, but I get the point.
Well, you know what you're saying. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. And exactly. And again, that's the issue for me is this is really a matter of who the guy's employer is, as opposed to. And look, I think what the guy said was horrific, abhorrent. And quite frankly, he's either a black supremacist and or a racist. But there are a lot of people who feel the exact same way that he does, and they're gainfully employed.
I just feel it's up to the employer themselves. I would expect to be fired. I would fire somebody for something like that. But, that was pretty awful, what I heard.
Oh, it was horrific. Horrific what the guy said. It's just appalling. And it's pretty sad. I do agree with some of our earlier callers. I think the country needs to get back to church. You know, I mean, this is just nuts. Nuts what's happening, Luther. It's nuts.
It's bad. Well, thanks for taking my call, Todd.
Hey, you got it, Luther. Thanks for listening to us. I got to tell you, I've been telling people I'm doing good. I've been battling some sort of, it's not the Rona, but I'm a little under the weather today.
Cough.
No cough.
Fever.
I just feel tired. I don't have a fever. I don't think I have a fever.
Shortness of breath.
The weather. No, I don't have shortness. Well, hold on a second. Let me see. Avery, you may have to take the helm if I go down during the show.
I'll tell you right now, you will probably lose viewers because all I will talk about is, you know, superheroes and stuff like that.
The Avery Power Hour.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll have to press on. Anyway, if I don't sound as chipper and as upbeat as I normally am, it's because I'm just a little under the weather.
So. Well, you had all the allergy stuff when you were in Brooklyn, and are you over that, or do you think this is an extension of that?
I don't know what it is. I do not know what it. I know it's not the Rona, though. I don't have the Corona.
Do you know that though?
I do know that.
Let's see if you can figure out who I'm trying to impersonate here. How do you know that you don't have the coronavirus if you're not 100%?
Yeah, why are you saying that if you don't know?
Yeah.
Oh, that was brilliant. That was the reporter from St. Louis.
Bingo.
At the governor's press conference.
There we go.
Oh, that was that guy. What a loser that guy was. Oh, by the way, Chris Cuomo. Talking about beans, he's very upset with Goya, but he's even more upset because President Trump is promoting the Goya beans from the Oval Office. We're going to play this audio coming up after the top of the hour news break. But this look, the president, this is hilarious because the mainstream media, there are so many things they should be worried about. But right now, they are completely consumed with the president's support of Goya beans. As a matter of fact, I went to the local Kroger just the other day. I was going to go and buy some Goya beans, and I went yesterday, and I can't find any Goya beans anywhere in Memphis, Tennessee right now. People are loving the Goya beans. It's all part of this, the boycott is what they're calling it, not the boycott, the boycott. So we'll talk about that in the next hour of the program, plus your telephone calls. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. In the news break, be sure to check out toddstarns.com. And we have all sorts of great stories for you, along with our live show blog and a link to Avery's awesome podcast. It comes out once a week. And it's really entertaining. I was driving around town yesterday, had to run some errands after the show, and listening to the podcast. Good stuff. Good music track, too. All right, folks, we've got to take a break. We're out of here. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.